My name is Munjid El Medaris. I'm 43, and I arrived in Australia illegally in 1999 on a boat.
Siya ay si Dr. Munjed Al-Mudaris. Tumakas siya sa Iraq ayon sa kanya habang nasa edad na 27 taong gulang pagkatapos lusubi ng mga sundalo ang hospital na kung saan siya ay nagtatrabaho.
They ordered us to abandon the elective list and start taking part of their ease off, the army deserters ease off. And that's when my life changed completely. I refused to cut their ears off. My boss refused to cut their ears off, and he was unfortunate. He was dragged out. A bullet was put in his head. That was a horrifying moment, and some people had to carry on with the surgeries. I was the one of the lucky ones who managed to escape. By escaping and refusing to perform these atrocities, I became a traitor to the government. And as a result of that, the punishment will be execution. And I had to run away, and I never seen Iraq, never seen Baghdad since then.
Kasunod nito ay nakakita din siya ng nakakatakot na karanasan ang paglalakbay sa pamamagitan ng bangka.
The boat journey was one of the most horrifying experience I've ever had. It was the most horrifying experience, and we were crammed like sardines. We were 165 people on a leaky boat that's not seaworthy.
Nakarating ang bangka sa Christmas Island, subalit madali ang inilipat si Dr. Mudaris sa sentro ng detensyon sa Cortin.
It was horrible. I was stripped of my identity as a human being, and I was given a number. We were tagged with numbers. My number was 982 from there onward. For 10 months, and basically it was a total humiliation.
Si Dr. Mudaris ay ikinulong ng 10 buwan bago pinawalan.
Just to see the gates open and I'm on the other side of these barbed wires, it was an unimaginable feeling. 2 days later, I knocked the doors of Royal Perth Hospital and asking for a job.
Pagkalipas ng 15 taon, siya ay isa na sa nangungunang manggagamot na orthopedic.
The first impression about Australia was that people are happy, people are very nice, people are people. There is the good, there is the bad, there is the ugly. But the good thing about Australia, the majority are good.